Good morning, and welcome to Blueprint for Wealth. I'm Wayne Zell, your host of this very fast-paced half hour of special educational topics of interest to you, as well as special guests that are designed to help you realize your personal dreams of wealth and freedom. The show is brought to you by Odin, Feldman, and Pittleman, a full-service law firm located in Fairfax, Virginia, serving the entire Washington, D.C. metro area with clients all across the country. If you'd like to know more about OFP, please visit us on the web at www.ofplaw.com. Today we're going to be talking about a new statute that was enacted in the state of Hawaii that makes it one of 11 states that provides for asset protection trusts. We've talked about APTs on this show before, and the first state to enact such a provision was Alaska back in 1997, not that long ago. Following Alaska was Delaware, Missouri, Nevada, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, South Dakota, Tennessee, Utah, and Wyoming, and now Hawaii. Hawaii's statutory scheme, however, may not make it the best place to establish an asset protection trust, and I'll tell you why in a second. The key to Hawaii's Transfers and Trust Act provides for the enforceability of a provision in a trust instrument so that the interest of a beneficiary of the trust, including you as the transferor, let's say, may not be transferred, assigned, pledged, or mortgaged, whether voluntary or involuntarily, before the actual distribution of property or income to the beneficiary by the trustee. This is a special provision that prevents creditors from getting assets in a self-settled asset protection trust established in Hawaii. So the key here is you can establish a trust provided it meets all the requirements in Hawaii and avoid creditors if the requirements are met. First, you've got to have a permitted trustee, and that's basically somebody who resides in Hawaii, an individual, or a bank or trust company that's authorized to do business in Hawaii and that exercises trust powers and has a principal place of business in Hawaii. So it's very limited in the sense that you have to really know somebody in Hawaii or trust one of the banks or trust companies there. Second, the concept also requires that you only transfer permitted property into one of these Hawaii APTs. The concept of permitted property in Hawaii is very unique. It basically says that it includes cash, marketable securities, life insurance contracts, and non-private annuities. Cash is only defined to include U.S. currency. Marketable securities is only defined to include securities that are exchanged on a governmentally regulated exchange in the U.S., so no foreign stocks. It does not include real estate or any interest in corporations, partnerships, or limited liability companies that are not publicly traded. Also, although a permitted trustee can later diversify the trust fund, the permitted trustee is still authorized only to invest in permitted property. The Act contains a provision that states that the transfer of permitted property is deemed to be completed and effective only upon completion of all of the following requirements: the delivery of the property by the transferor to the trustee has to be acknowledged in a written acceptance by the trustee. Number two, the delivery to the trustee of a signed and notarized certificate of solvency that states that the amount of the transfer is equal to or less than 25% of the transferor's net worth, and that the transfer will not result in a delay or defrauding of or hindrance of a creditor who's known or knowable to the transfer at the time of the permitted transfer. And last but not least, the filing of the appropriate form by the transferor with the Department of Taxation in Hawaii and payment of the required excise tax, which I'll talk about in a second. For a trust instrument to be recognized under the Hawaii Act, it needs to be an irrevocable trust. However, the trust instrument will not be deemed to be revocable and therefore improper if it has the following provisions in it. So it's okay if your trust says that you have the power to veto distributions from the trust made by the third-party trustee. It's also okay if your potential or actual receipt of income is made from the trust, including the right to receive income retained in the trust instrument. So the grantor of the trust, the creator of the trust, is allowed to get income from the trust even though it's an irrevocable trust. It also permits you as the grantor to receive annually a percentage of the trust assets not to exceed 5% of the initial value of the trust or its value determined from time to time pursuant to the trust instrument or a fixed amount determined on an annual basis. Also, it's not impermissible. It's therefore permissible for the trust instrument, the agreement, to say that your right to remove a permitted trustee or an advisor is okay. You can remove a permitted trustee and replace them with another permitted trustee, another Hawaii trustee. It also has several other provisions that are not violative of the act if your trust instrument has these provisions. Now, the key here in Hawaii and in all the asset protection trust states is that a claim or a judgment by a creditor that arises after a permitted transfer has been made, or to try to void a permitted transfer, can't be brought unless the transfer was found to have been made with the actual intent to defraud or hinder or delay the creditor. So if the transferor, the person who's setting up the trust, knows that a creditor is coming after him or her, and sets up the asset protection trust in light of this knowledge, then that could be fatal and it would allow the creditor to attack the transfer. Now, there are a lot of issues under this Hawaii Act, and you've got to be aware of this when you're comparing Hawaii with any of the other 10 jurisdictions where there is asset protection trust legislation. Since Hawaii is now the 11th state to enact a self-settled spendthrift trust rule, the biggest question is, why use Hawaii over any other jurisdiction? Based on my review of the legislation, I think that there are going to be very few, if any, prospective trust grantors who are going to have a good reason to use Hawaii. First, remember that permitted property under the Hawaii Act is a much more limited class of property than it is under the laws of the other 10 jurisdictions. Remember that it's limited to cash, that's U.S. currency, marketable securities of securities traded on a U.S. stock exchange. It does not include real estate. It does not include certain other types of assets. So that is a very limiting factor. In addition, the class of exception creditors under the Act, those who still have the ability to attack a transfer, is pretty broad when you're comparing it to the other domestic self-settled asset protection trust jurisdictions, such as Alaska and Delaware. The most likely consequence of this is that the increased likelihood that a permitted transfer will not be removed from the transferor's estate for federal estate tax purposes, where the trust is in fact structured to achieve such a result as well as to achieve asset protection. But more significantly than any of the other reasons, there is now a 1% excise tax imposed on the fair market value of all permitted transfers. This tax is imposed at the time the transfers occur, and it's going to be a high hurdle for Hawaii to leap over in order to attract potential investors and those who want to establish asset protection trusts in the state. In light of the excise tax and the fact that the other 10 domestic jurisdictions basically permit the creation of the same kind of trust without the imposition of any tax whatsoever, it's unlikely that many trusts are going to be created in Hawaii as a result of this. In fact, in light of the excise tax, it's probable that Hawaii residents may choose to create their asset protection trusts outside of Hawaii to avoid the asset protection issue. The only situation that I've come across in which a prospective trust grantor might want to use the Hawaii Act is where the prospective grantor's primary concern lies in avoiding a spousal elective share right. In this regard, Hawaii may very well be the jurisdiction of choice because under the Act, a claim by a transferor spouse or a former spouse for forced heirship where they can get one-third or one-half of the estate by virtue of the statutory share is specifically excluded from the status that it otherwise gets as an exception creditor. And therefore, it's not an exception creditor, and therefore, Hawaii may actually allow you to defeat a spouse who is trying to elect against your estate plan. The true effectiveness of a permitted transfer to avoid this elective share will, practically speaking, be limited because, one, the types of property that permitted property constitutes is limited. Number two, remember, earlier I mentioned that you cannot transfer to the trust an amount in excess of 25% of your net worth. So these two limitations may not necessarily militate towards using Hawaii, even if you're trying to avoid the spousal elective share. Asset protection trusts available in the United States. No longer do you have to go offshore to do this. If you'd like more information about asset protection planning, give us a call at 703-218-2100. I'm Wayne Zell, and you're listening to Blueprint for Wealth. And please stay tuned for our very special guest on another very special topic.